And really, really, really talk about, something that is close to my heart. I know it's close to your heart because we've had discussions about this before. A new report by global NGO World Animal Protection provides a damning indictment on the captive predator or the predator breeding industry. Big cats are being bred for the use of their bones in traditional Chinese medicine. China is estimated to house about 8,000 tigers in captivity, while South Africa may have as many as 14,000 lions. To help us analyze some of the issues around captive breeding, you are joined by Ross Harvey. He's an independent economist and PhD candidate at UCT. A very good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Kina.
So, I think the big question is, why should we be concerned about, wild cats being bred in captivity? I mean, you've got these hunters who come out and some people saying there's canned hunting and you know what? It's going towards conservation. That is the one excuse that people use. And lots of people find lots of excuses to try and keep on doing these sort of things.
Yeah, of course. And I think that's well put. These are excuses to justify an industry. It's very hard to let something go, especially when there are sunk costs involved. The USA import ban on trophy exports from captive bred lions has had a damaging effect on the industry. But of course, bones were going to Asia before that in any event. All it means now is that breeders have switched from growing lions to be hunted in captive facilities to growing them literally for their bones to be exported to Asian markets. And so the problem, to answer your question, is that this likely exacerbates demand for wild tiger parts. And as you know, tigers are highly endangered. So we have lion bones masquerading as tiger bones. Tiger bones are illegal to consume in China, but the growth in the market continues, as does the growth in our predator breeding industry in South Africa, not only to export bones to Asian markets, but also for human interaction, where when the lions are young, tourists come and pet and cuddle and feed them, and volunteer tourists come out to do the same thing under the false pretext that they are contributing to conservation. And of course, that's the line that they're sold. And when they ask questions, they get told to shut up. And so this is a pretty nefarious industry. Once those lines have outlived their usefulness for human interaction, then they are either sold on into the canned hunting industry or directly into the Asian bone market. And as I indicated, we now have these lion slaughterhouses, which are being set up to extract bones from lions so that they can head to the east. And we sell entire skeletons, and the government allows this, which I think is an indictment on our conservation record. These lions have no conservation value. They can't be reintroduced to the wild, ever. Yeah. And so that line just doesn't hold.
Yeah, some people are saying, well, if you do the canned hunting, what we do is we take that money and it goes into, but you're saying, well, actually that doesn't make sense. So, well, what's the solution then? A total ban on, captivity for these animals?
Yeah, I think so. And the Constitutional Court ruled in 2017 that welfare and conservation are two intertwined values. And that's literally the language from the Constitutional Court judgment. And so given the enormous welfare implications of holding this number of lions in a totally unregulated industry, means the only way to respond actually is to shut the industry down and to enact a total ban. If you want to stop the exacerbation of demand for tiger parts in Asian markets, you can't continue to supply legal South African lion bones because it sends confusing messages to the market. And so if we really want to put an end to species being exploited and consumed, then we need to have a total ban. It's pointless to have something that undermines the ban and undermines demand reduction efforts.
And we need someone to push that, though, Roz. And if there's any media assistance that's needed for that, I'm sure we'd be happy to provide some of that airtime. That is Ross Harvey, independent economist and also a PhD candidate at UCT. Totally agree with him. Let's ban captivity of these animals, especially for hunting. But maybe you've got another idea. 021-446-0567 if you want to chat to me directly, or 072-567-1567 if you want to get in on what